shall overcome.
Now here's some Roots Radio music news. Folk anthems We Shall Overcome and This Land Is Your Land are on their own road to freedom. Separate lawsuits claim the song should not be under copyright, but in the public domain. A federal judge found in early September that the first verse of We Shall Overcome has no known author and the melody is older than the United States itself. She ruled partially under the advice of Nashville-based intellectual property consultant Michael Harrington.
The music can be traced back to the 1700s.
As We Shall Overcome became the first important song of the civil rights movement, Pete Seeger claimed copyright by changing the word will to shall, though not for personal gain.
Because he feared that sometime, you know, it would be some really nasty use of it, some improper use, like something Hollywoodish that he dreaded. So that was one of the reasons he wanted it published.
Furthermore, the copyright was granted to a foundation that funneled the song's royalties to social justice causes. That stream now dries up, and the song is free to be recorded or used in film and advertising without permission or cost. As for This Land Is Your Land, Harrington says Woody Guthrie wrote original lyrics to an older American melody and published the song in 1945.
In the old days, back then, you had to renew the work 28 years after it was copyrighted.
And that would be 1973.
Which then would indicate that that work has been in the public domain since 1973, because if you don't follow the copyright rules, then you lose copyright.
Woody Guthrie's estate will fight that contention in court. The claim was filed in June by the same law firm that successfully sued Happy Birthday into the public domain in 2016. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havockhurst.
Lord, one day.